It's Rashford. That's clever for Sterling. Flag stays down. Raheem Sterling, top corner, England lead. Brilliant way to end your duck. Who says he can't finish?
Welcome to EPL 1300.
The sea of red. Through again. It's Rashford. Flag down again. It's 2-0 to England. Cut and thrust. Spain cut to shreds.
Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
Barkley over the top. Onside is Kane. It's 3 for England. It's Sterling's second. Time to hit the panic button in Seville for the Spanish. Spain 0, England 3. 38 minutes not yet played.
Now, here's the hosts of EPL 1300, Lauro, Colly, and Mickey.
Good evening. Welcome in. Welcome in. Welcome in. Unfortunately, no Lauro with us tonight. We do have Todd Davis, the KY Gooner. How you doing, Todd?
Hey, great. How you guys?
Not bad. Mickey Sean O'Shea, how you doing, Mickey?
Good. Did you have a nice international break?
I did have a great international break. I'm Colly Taylor, and this is EPL 1300 on ESPN 1300 and 92.5 within New Circle. We had as Sean alluded to, we had a bit of an international break there, so no EPL action from last week. That's not to say there wasn't some soccer being played. We had a lot of international games on the continent in Europe. Also, the USA played a couple of games. Not the best results, but the women's team did really well. And also, we're going to look ahead to Cincinnati FC, who's starting the playoffs this weekend, and hopefully they can go on and win the USL Cup proper. Todd, we talked earlier on, you wanted to say a little bit about the US. Let's start off with the women's team. Let's start off on a positive note.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can work our way downwards.
Yeah, the women look good. Women looked really good. I mean, they went out and killed a couple teams. I mean, what, Jamaica was 6-0. Jamaica was 6-0. Who else? They beat somebody else, probably 9-0 or 10-0.
The Jamaica win qualified them for the Women's World Cup. That was officially their end. There was doubt about that, but
yeah. And then a little more competition with Canada 2-0. But it's be quite honest with you. It's kind of surprising how easily the women's team are beating some of this lower competition. Like the gap there between the U.S. women and the women from some of these smaller countries like Jamaica. I think we also played Panama.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, why haven't they caught up yet?
Yeah, so if you start from the back, from the CONCACAF Women's Championship back on the, I think it was the 4th or so, like a good few weeks ago, they trashed Mexico 6-0.
Yeah.
That was a great game. They played really well. Then they beat Panama 5-0, Trinidad and Tobago 7-0.
Yeah.
Then they beat Jamaica 6-0. And then in the finals, then they beat Canada 2-0. So, like, obviously, the way I look at it is because of the collegiate standpoint, the U.S. have all they've got the right, like, infrastructure to bring girls along, bring the kids along. And then because it's been so big here in the U.S., you have that ability to pick the better girls from around the country and then bring them through. And the best leagues, some of the best leagues are in the U.S. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not. So the talent wants to come here. Like talent from all over the world wants to come and go to college here.
Yeah.
So the U.S., I'd say the college leagues are probably stronger than a lot of the international, like, Premier Leagues.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, it absolutely does. But I'd be surprised even if some of those smaller teams that we beat, like Trinidad and Tobago, Jamaica, Panama, does Mexico even have a women's domestic league?
Yeah, they'll all have domestic leagues. They just won't be, they don't get the same, they wouldn't get the same media attention. They don't have the same amount of money going into them. And, like, the U.S. women's team is, like, it's soccer, women's soccer in the U.S. is bigger than I'd say nearly anywhere else in the world. From my point of view, I don't think it's as big in any other country in the world.
No, I think that's probably true. A lot of the English clubs have women's teams.
Yeah.
Tottenham ladies, Arsenal ladies, whatever, but even then I don't think it's quite as big as the women's leagues here in America.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of a shame, to be honest with you. All the money that's flowing into, football from FIFA from FIFA to these federations, I'd say probably 95% of it's going to the men, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, easy. But not in the U.S.
though. Not necessarily in the U.S., but I'm just saying in these other countries, you can see that there's just no money there.
Well, you look at the attendances for women's games versus men's games, they're on par with each other.
Yeah.
For U.S.
Yeah,
international.
Yeah, agreed.
But then I actually thought that the women's version of MLS USL would stay kind of nearly on par with the men's version, but the men's version has surpassed it now in the last good few years. And I wonder, is that because there's more money being pumped into it, or is it because more people want to watch the men's game? Because the standard of football in the female game, in the women's game, is the technical ability is just as high.
Oh, I agree.
I feel, in MLS.
I agree, NWSL is what it's called. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
NWSL.
I think a lot of the increase in the popularity of the MLS is that they've started bringing in the old guys from the Premier League and the leagues overseas. They've started bringing them in at the tail end of their career just as a name. Wayne Rooney.
It's a retirement league. Yeah, that's what it is.
But people still want to see those guys.
Cincinnati definitely aren't like that, because they're like a home-built team. They're not haven't really brought in any big stars from anywhere else, and they're still pulling in 20, 25,000 people a week.
There are definite exceptions. Are they the exception? Seattle, Cincinnati, Atlanta are kind of the exceptions.
Yes, yeah.
But the overall, bringing in the marquee names does benefit the whole league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Overall.
Look what it's done for attendance in D.C., having Wayne Rooney come in.
Look what it's done for their league position. Yeah. Never mind their attendance. Yeah. Yeah.
But regardless, hey, women are going to France.
Yeah,
They've got a good shot at winning it again, as they always do.
Who are their biggest competition there? Germany, Sweden, England.
Yeah, France is even good. France has got a really strong squad.
Typically, Japan's up there.
Japan has always got a strong squad.
I don't know South Korea. I don't really hear much about them.
I'm not sure either.
Women's game.
What about the Australians as well? I look at countries that were
a little more developed.
Yeah, a little bit more developed, but they have men's sports, and then let's say Australia, for example, they got Aussie rules and rugby and soccer, right? And soccer seems to be the one that a lot of women play, so it's the number one women's sport, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there football for women? Like American football for women? Is there an American football women's league?
Oh, no.
No,
you're talking about American football for women? No, there's not.
No, there is not.
No.
Okay. Well, there is a rugby. There's international rugby. Like, it's even in the Olympics for women.
Yes,
so that's like.
No, the only American football leagues for. I think there might be some like semi pro.
Touch kind of.
No, they actually have some very, 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 very localized tackle leagues, but it tends. If it gets more national, they tend to go gimmick. They tend to go lingerie football and just trash leagues.
Not good.
No.
Well, like, say, I suppose it's on par with the WNBA as well, like, because you get all the talent from all over the world that's anyway good want to come and play in the U.S.
Yeah.
Because it's the highest standard of that football.
Yeah.
If they could do that with the MSL, it'd be fantastic. And get all, like, not just guys that are past it or nearly past it, whatever way you want to look. If you can get guys in their prime to start coming in, or even get to such a standard that you're able to hold on to the best American players in and take some of the better ones from the Mexican leagues or from...
It's going to take a lot more money. They just don't have the money yet. MLS doesn't have it.
No, it's obvious that that's...
I mean, look at Colombia during the big drug cartel days. I mean, they were one of the best teams in the world.
Yeah.
And there was a reason for that. It's because they had one of the best domestic leagues. All those guys poured all that money they were making...
So they played in
illegally into their soccer team.
They played in Pablo Escobar's jail cell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he brought him in
into the jail so they could play. And then there's is it a 30 for 30? Is it the tale of the two Escobars?
Two Escobars, yeah.
Have you seen that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Because he scored an own goal in the 1994 World Cup in the U.S.
And got assassinated when he went home shortly thereafter. Tragic story.
Shame, yeah.
Very much so shame. Well, let's move it on to something a bit brighter. U.S. men's soccer team.
Is it brighter?
It's a little bit brighter. I guess it's brighter than an assassination.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So they brought Bradley back, which is great.
Yes, woo!
Yeah, way to go. I mean, and they asked him, this just fires me up. They asked him, you know, what does the memory still linger of the Trinidad and Tobago loss? And he said, no, not for 1 minute. And to me, everybody's motivated by different things. But my God, Bradley, that should be the first thing that you think of in the morning every day. And that should just be putting fire in your belly to correct or to amend for that horrible, horrible display and at Trinidad and Tobago, for God's sakes, for, you know, of all people to lose to and not get qualified for the World Cup.
And that should
be, I just don't understand it. Like, what is he even doing in the team if that's the way he feels about it?
Yeah, and it, all things considered, his age, etc., that should have been his last, that should have been, yeah.
Yes.
By the way, that should have been his last chance to play on the in the World Cup. So he should have been going, yeah, I'm really, really hurting. Like, I wanted to play in the World Cup, like, for the third time it would have been.
I mean, the guy traded his development a long time ago for a paycheck in the MLS. All the power to you. You're going to get paid a lot more. I think it's like $6.9 million a year he's making up in Toronto.
Is he?
Which is good money. Good for him. But at the same time, you traded in your development as a player, as a top-tier player, for a paycheck. And for anybody to argue otherwise, I'm just not going to listen to it. It's just... You know, and then we have what happened in the World Cup World Cup qualifying.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And then he didn't come out and with a good showing in the last two games either, did he?
He's terrible. I have no idea. You know, and the other thing is, too, what are we doing? We still got Dave Sarachan as our interim head coach a year later?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of program are we running? I know there was a presidential election, but that was 6 months ago as well. Like, what is it going to take for the U.S. soccer to get their head screwed on straight? To get a coach in there who's going to set a new standard for the United States, because let's be honest, we've lucked into the second round of the World Cup these last couple of tries. Mm-hmm. 2010, we had a good showing, but we still had to score that late goal against Algeria. 2014, we lucked in because Portugal beat Ghana in the last game. It wasn't because of the way we played.
Yep.
And it's just like, we still do not have a high standard of play. We don't have high expectations for ourselves. And we need a coach, somebody who's going to set the bar higher, who's going to expect more from their players.
I haven't seen you this fired up since the barmaid took the end of your beer from it. Are you finished that? No,
yeah,
give me that back.
Yeah, give it to me. Yeah, no, but I'm serious. It drives me nuts. And for, you know, and we've got a lot of fans in this country that love soccer. They love the MLS and they love U.S. soccer, and that's great. But we have got to start as fans expecting more. We can't just
demanding be, more, not expecting.
Yes, demanding more. Exactly. We can't just go out there and just say, "Oh, it's great to have a soccer team that sometimes competes in the Gold Cup," which is, I mean, that in itself is just a joke of a tournament. We can't go out there and just be satisfied with that. We've got to start expecting more. We're a country that has a lot of talent. There's so many players, there's so many kids and people who grow up with the game, and by now we should have developed players into better, you know, into better pros than they actually are right now. So
okay,
that's my big rant for the day.
Do you want to tell the scores of the game? No.
what's to tell? 4-2 against Colombia.
Yeah, and they shouldn't have even been that close.
Exactly.
That was a rout and all.
Yeah, and 1-1 against U.S. or against Peru. You know, and the only shining light on those two games is that you've got younger players that are getting a lot more experience.
And the next two fixtures are against England and Italy in mid-November. So yeah, that
it's not going to look good after that.
It's not going to be too pretty. And that's, they play England away and Italy away as well. So they should have all the European players, like, they should be full. To the brim of anybody that they can get, they should have.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I hope Pulisic comes back. Who's the kid from Schalke? Who's looking really good right now. He had a back injury and couldn't come. But, him, he should be back. And hopefully they leave Bradley where he belongs, on the couch.
Yeah. I mean, so there's a question, like...
Weston, I think, is the kid you're talking about.
Weston,
The MLS consider the Copa Libertadores?
I don't know. I don't think it's a bad idea.
Well, why wouldn't they play in it?
Yeah. We play in our own. We play, like, in the CONCACAF Champions League, right?
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. Copa Libertadores, that's like the Champions League of South America.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the second biggest club championship in the...
I mean, you've got to. You've got to start exposing your players and your teams and your clubs to these to much better competition at a much higher level.
They've got to raise the level of competition.
Right. And even if they go and get whipped a couple of times, they got to raise the...
Exactly.
Like, I remember watching Manchester United in the 90s, and in 1993, they got to the... They're in the Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
And it took them till 1999, which is not that bad. Like, actually, it's, what, 6 years?
6 years, yeah.
To win a Champions League.
Yeah,
like, but every year they're getting to the knockouts and all, and then just not making it, going to Turkey, losing,
right,
all this stuff. And one of the things that they had, which was developmental of the game before, was that they held it that they could only have, what was it, 4 players from outside your home nation. So if you had winners or whatever, say you had the top 3 or 4 from the MLS go and play in the Copa Libertadores, you can only have 4 foreigners in your team playing. Well, you can have more on the bench, but on the field you
on
can only have 4.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're only going to play 4 in total.
Oh, I see.
So even if you had, two on the bench and two on the field, mm-hmm. you can only play 4 in total. I think that's a great way of making sure, because if you put the Copa Libertadores at the top, it brings true a lot of the younger generation guys. Yes. And
it's not going to hurt, no. Even if we do get whipped those first couple of years, that's fine. That just makes us adjust. We're going to have to become smarter soccer players.
What happens with a team like Toronto, though? Do they have to pull Canadians?
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I mean, their team is mostly made up of Americans and
well, European, it might be
internationals.
I don't know. That's kind of...
That's a great question.
It is a good
question. Yeah.
It is a good question. But
I'm sure there's a compromise there.
Yeah,
somewhere.
I'm sure they'd just say, like, Canadians, Americans.
Canadians and
right,
Americans.
These are all the same anyway, aren't
you?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
I've seen them
fired
up.
They're a lot nicer than we are now. I'll say that.
Just say God save the Queen and be done with it.
Oh, get out of it.
You guys are the same,
don't
right?
Don't start. I'll tell you what, I think that's a good time to take a break.
Yeah.
It's EPL 1300. On ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM in New Circle. Welcome back. It's EPL 1300 on ESPN 1300 and 92.5 FM. We've got the KY Gooner, Todd Davis, and Mickey Sean O'Shea in the office with me. It's studio, office, whatever. Yeah. It's all the same. It feels like the office because we're going to work. I'm going to bring something out.
Brought the lunch pails.
Yeah. I'm going to bring something out of woodwork here for you. I don't know if you all were following it at all, but the fastest man in the world, 8-time Olympic champion, Usain Bolt, has been playing soccer. He's always been a big soccer fan. And he said, I'm going to retire from sprinting and I'm going to go play some soccer.
Yeah.
So he went on a trial at the Central Coast Mariners in Australia, which is about the same. It's probably a little bit less than the MLS, but it's still a pretty good. It's probably USL.
It's their A-League, right?
It's called the A-League. It's the it's probably the same standard as the USL, in all fairness. And he went there and played one game, and he scored 2 goals. One was a bundle over, and the other one he beat a guy for pace and just knocked it in the goal.
Yeah.
And it looked pretty good, but they didn't offer him a contract. So he's open now to go and play in a couple of other leagues. And
interesting.
I think that someone like FC Cincinnati, I don't know, someone else. Like,
what a draw that would be, though. Man, that's...
You just want to see ball over the top, ball over
right,
the top.
Right, exactly.
Just run onto that there.
His goal, when he beat the guy for pace, he looked good.
Yeah.
You'd see most guys that don't play soccer regularly, you know, they trip over their feet getting to the ball. But no, he was able to slow up, gather his composure, knock it in with his left foot, too, with the laces. It was awesome.
Now, he had an offer of a contract from, I think, a team in Malta where it was, and he turned it down. I don't know if he's
but Malta,
shooting for,
like, Malta's
for
like,
higher.
Yeah, Malta's, that's not in it. So the Mariners, which is the Aussie League, the Australian League team, they were said to be waiting to see if the Australian Football Federation were going to bring some money to the table to keep Bolt in the game, like, because they feel that his pay is going to do a lot for the game down there.
Yeah.
But it's his pay, he's looking for too much, I think. I think he's looking for $3 million or something like that.
Okay.
So,
you know, though, if you're a European team, why don't you give him a pay-to-play contract? You know, maybe he wouldn't accept that, but at the same time, he'd sell a lot of jerseys.
Yeah, he'll
be
like
a good draw. And why not? I mean, he literally is the fastest guy on the planet, and he looks like he can play with the ball at his feet.
Yeah.
So let's take a punt on the guy.
I think he's 6'5 or something like that.
Huge. He's huge. Yes.
He's strong as an ox.
Yes, he is.
Like, I'd put him up there.
Yeah.
For a laugh. He's not going to be worse than Emil Heskey.
That's right.
No, he would be. I mean, a club like Cincinnati or Nashville or one of the MLS clubs, he'd be a huge draw. I mean,
I agree.
He'd put butts in the seats. He'd put jerseys on people's backs and
make
the league and the team a lot of money.
Then he'd go on and try and be a wide receiver somewhere after that. Yeah.
Try to be the small forward for the Pistons.
The Knicks will take him. Pretty much.
Yeah, so that's just a little segue there. I thought it was pretty funny.
No, I think it's great. I think it's great that he's able to. I don't know what the level of competition he scored the two goals against. I don't think it was.
No, it's.
It was a club team, right?
I think. It's not huge.
It was an exhibition match, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't middle of the season.
I mean, it's very
game
cool because he's an electrifying personality.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to being a world class athlete, he's a cool guy. People like to be around, you know, people like to watch him. He's smile lights up a room, they say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got some other little bits of news. Some of them are not confirmed 100%, but there's some gossip out there. Olivier Giroud, former Arsenal player, moved to Chelsea at the middle
January
of last year to try and get a spot in the French national team.
Which he did.
For the World Cup, which he did. But now there's thought that he might move to West Ham as well. Now, he's 32 years of age, but I feel he does a good job. He doesn't score an amazing amount of goals, but he holds the ball up well.
Yeah.
And he becomes an attacking fulcrum for other players to play off. And for Chelsea, I think that works with Hazard on the wing and Willian coming up the other side as well. So I think it'd be a loss to Chelsea to let him go to West Ham.
Yeah, I agree. I haven't paid attention though to see how is he playing a lot this year.
Yeah, he is playing a good bit. He's coming on, and they got a Morata as well.
So he's
kind of the same kind of player. But
maybe
they're trying to make room in the stables to bring someone else in with a bit of a more threat, a goal scoring threat. He's not like lightning over the top. He scores headers and a couple of other goals.
He can score goals. He does well with his back to the goal, like you said. He's a good fulcrum for the attack.
Mm.
He brings players into the play a lot easier than, you know, some other players that are smaller that can't do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that would be a great addition for West Ham, actually. That's something I think that they're missing. Arnautovic is just one of those guys and they got Arnautovic and Hernandez.
Yeah.
And those are just guys that just like to run with the ball. You know, they like to run in behind, et cetera. So he would be good for holding up play.
We call Hernandez Chicharito here, by
Chicharito.
The way.
Chicharito. That's right.
Yeah.
It seems like West Ham signed like 140 players in the last transfer window, though.
Yeah.
So they're going back at it in January with an all-new batch.
One of the reasons why Chelsea might be letting Giroud go is that Hazard looks set to sign £300,000 sterling, so about $400,000
a week
contract.
Yeah, they're going to need that.
Someone do the math on that there for me, lads.
It's a lot.
It's 15 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A year.
That's quick.
Pounds.
That's
very good. Yeah.
15 million pounds a
That's
year.
A lot.
So you probably add a quarter onto that, so it's $20 million a year.
Right, right.
That's not bad, is it?
I think
I'd take it.
I could live off that.
I think, as they say over there, I think the queen gets half of it.
Yeah.
I think the tax man takes half of that.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, 50% when you go over a certain amount.
Still
so
pretty good. $10 million a year.
$10 million. And then a good accountant, then you can get a good bit of it.
I was going to say, I just set up a few shell companies.
Yeah, yeah. On the same side, Luke Shaw, the England defender, plays at Manchester United, who looked like he might have been on the way out a while ago. He's after getting a $50 million deal at Old Trafford.
Oh, wow.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
Neymar, I don't know for how many years. I think it's 5 years, so maybe $10 million a year for Luke Shaw, which isn't bad for a defender. Neymar says he wants to go back to Barcelona, that the move to Saint-Germain was a bad move. We all knew that.
Oh, yeah, we knew that when it happened.
He's probably crying somewhere.
Yeah, rolling around in the floor.
Well, Mbappe's the man now. You know, he can't be the man with Mbappe there.
Yeah. There's also thought that Barcelona want to take Firmino from Liverpool.
They just love poaching the best players.
Yeah, they do.
From England.
You're not gonna, if you're Firmino, you're gonna, yeah, I'll go to the Camp Nou. I'll go to Barcelona. Let's go.
There's also rumors Sterling to Real Madrid
and Pogba to and Pogba Barcelona. To Barcelona. Yeah. So. Yeah, Liverpool have an offer to Hoffenheim for the midfielder Kerem Dimmerbe. And that's where a lot of good exchanges are coming from. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of value in Germany right now.
Yeah, EPL. Yeah. They're getting the more bang for their buck. And the coaches like Klopp, who understands the German league, he probably seen this kid play against him a couple of years ago, said, yeah, I'll give him a couple of years, see how he progresses. Yep. And then I'll swoop in for him, because Hoffenheim aren't a big team necessarily, but if someone comes knocking for you, they're going to have to, just to make their checkbook balance, they'll have to do a little move there.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's a lot of moves coming on. I don't know. What are the rules for the transfer window in
January?
January, because I know the transfer window closed very early.
I don't know that they changed him this year.
They didn't change.
No, I don't. Not that I remember. Not that I.
The transfer window only closed early in England because they refused to push back the start of the season because of the World Cup, and everybody else, the other international leagues, did.
Yes.
Well, no, that's not true. They changed the transfer window to shut before the season started.
Yeah, because
it used to shut at the end of August.
Two weeks into the season.
2 weeks into the season.
But also, yeah, you are right in a sense, because all the other leagues did start.
Their leagues delayed the start.
Yeah. 2 weeks or so, or else they rested their big players, where the Gareth Southgate, the English manager, came out in the press last week or the week before, and he slated the Premier League for not letting the English players rest, considering they got to the semi-finals.
Yeah.
He was like, these guys need to rest, they're tired, etc.
Yeah, of course.
Then they go out and they beat Spain 4-2, was it, in Seville?
Yes.
4-2, which is they seem to be very well. They're 3-0 up after 38 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, it was 3-2. They didn't score in the second half.
They're not? Okay, 3-2. But unfortunately for England, what follows them around is the fact that their fans, a small minority of their fans, give them a bad reputation. I have to say small minority of their fans. But because by and large, a lot of them are great, but they travel to Seville the night before the game. They got in riots with the police. Then they're getting in riots during the day, drinking, all this stuff. And it tarnishes the good work that the FA have done, the English FA have done, and the good work that the players are doing on the field. And it just comes about these fans that, in my opinion, aren't real supporters, because you didn't see any trouble in Russia.
Yeah.
No.
You don't see any trouble, really, when it's a winter, like in Czechoslovakia or something, or in Czech Republic, or where England have to go, where it's a hard place to get to. But it's an easy trip to get to Seville from anywhere in England.
Yeah.
And you're going there, it's still kind of going to be warm, nice.
Yeah.
So they're just going there and like...
just drinking all day, just doing silly stuff.
Boys, no problem with them going supporting the team, but why do they have to start throwing tables through windows and police and all that?
That drives me nuts, yeah.
No need for it. No need for it. And one thing is about the, coming back to MLS, the two teams in LA, that's starting up where they're having, they're trying to have proper.
Saw some of that, yeah.
Proper fan rivalry. Yeah. Will you stop? There's nothing there. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Two teams that are like in the same city. And, like, you're working beside the guy. Like, Manchester don't do that. Like, you don't have that rivalry. You don't have that between Arsenal and
Tottenham.
Because they're too soft.
Not anymore.
Yeah. No, too softies.
Yeah. Like, if it was Millwall, West Ham, you'd have it. But
Yeah, it's still out there. But, no, you're right. It's just kind of artificial when you're trying to create that in the MLS. Especially since LAFC's only been around for... like,
1 year.
This is their first season. What kind of history do you guys have with them that you hate them so much over, you know? Come on.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous. We've got a full fixture list for Saturday. So, I don't know. Will we run through that after the next break?
Yeah, we can do that, yeah.
All right, okay. We're going to take another one now then?
Let's do it.
Okay, that's it. We're going to take a break.
All right.
It's EPL 1300 on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM. Welcome back. It's EPL 1300.
And 92.5 FM.
No, you're wrong. You got it wrong. I was waiting. It's EPL 1300 on ESPN 1300 and 92.5 FM.
Yeah, it is.
WLXG.com.
You can get all the podcasts for all our shows if you want to listen to us a little bit more. Also got to mention the flyaway. Get in on the flyaway competition.
Yeah.
It's fantastic on WLXG.com. It's flyaway for the big basketball game up in Indianapolis on November 3rd.
And thanks to Dr. Pepper and Dan Cummins of Paris for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Pepper and Dan Cummins of Paris. Other big games that are on, not beside basketball, FC Cincinnati. We're going to talk about them being in the USL, but I just want to talk about they've unveiled the plans for the stadium design, and it looks like a belter. Looks good.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's going to hold like 25, 26, which 26, is one of the bigger soccer-specific stadiums in the U.S.
The pitch is close, or the field, whatever way you want to say it. The field is close to the stands.
Love that.
So it gives a nice atmosphere. Yeah. Majority of it should be covered as well, which is really good. And it's downtown. It's not like, it's in the West End, but it's walkable from.
Yes.
It's not too far away that like you got to like get a bus out or...
Yeah, it's not like 30 minutes outside the city or anything like that,
Which they talked about previously, which would have been
a disaster. Yeah. Yeah,
unfortunately, it's not in Covington. We could claim that we have an MLS team in Kentucky. you never know. Much. Louisville might do a job and get up there in the near future. So
that's going to be great, though. Yeah, so the big supporters section, they call it Die Innenstadt, which translates to the inner city.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Thank you, one semester of German.
You're very good. Very good.
Very good. Nice pronunciation.
Yeah. So they're doubling in size from like 1,700 to like, I don't know, 3,600, 3,500, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great. That's going to be a lot of noise coming from that end.
And if they're going to be right on top of the pitch and it's going to be mostly enclosed, that's
going to be wonderful.
Intimidating.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to love that.
And they got another supporters group called Bailey.
The Bailey. I think it's they're
Bailey,
all the same.
Bailey,
yeah.
Then a word that you can't say after that.
Yeah.
I don't know. a person who's born without a father.
Right. Gotcha.
There you go.
The Bailey, a person who's born without a father.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. So getting back to the games that they have, they've got a big game coming up, Cincinnati FC. They're going to be taking on
Nashville
in the quarterfinals, mm-hmm. and they have home field advantage for that.
Yeah, throughout. Mm-hmm.
Throughout. What was the last score the last time they played Nashville?
So they tied 3-3 last time they were in Nashville.
How long ago was that?
That was a week or two ago, something
like
that.
Yeah. So Cincinnati was probably giving everybody the day off.
Quite,
resting
yeah.
some players. They clinched a while ago.
Yeah, they clinched
a good while ago. If they get through that, there's a good possibility that they might meet Louisville on the other side.
Yeah, so I guess they've got in their bracket, they've got Louisville as number two.
Yeah, they wouldn't meet Louisville until the semifinals.
Until the semifinals.
Well, that would be the next
conference finals.
That would be the Eastern Conference finals.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, you got.
Their next round would be against either Charleston or New York Red Bulls, too.
Okay.
And then they'd have Louisville the following round if everybody holds to form.
No.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, it's the conference. We're in the conference quarterfinals right now.
Oh, right.
Real semis.
So they're a good bit out then. They've got possibly one.
Yeah, four more games if they want
to, To get to the finals proper.
Exactly, yeah. So... Yeah, hopefully they can do it, though. I mean, they're looking good. They've got a good squad and great support. Hopefully that'll pull them through.
Because
I don't know that they've won a playoff game yet.
No,
believe they have. No.
No, they got knocked out early last year.
Yeah.
It'd be good to see how Swope Park Rangers get on. I like that name.
Swope Park Rangers.
They must be in the Western Division.
Yeah, I guess so.
They've got Sacramento Republic FC.
Okay.
Orange County take on St. Louis FC. So St. Louis.
Yeah.
They play in the West?
Yeah. Swope Park is from Kansas City.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, St. Louis in the West. It's west of the Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah. Which actually, speaking of St. Louis, they've got a new ownership group that's pushing for an MLS.
I heard about that, actually.
And it would actually be the first majority owned by a woman franchise in the MLS if they
who's the ownership group?
It's partly some of the same people that own FC or St. Louis FC now, and the Enterprise family of Enterprise Rent a Car.
All right. Okay.
So I don't remember their names right off the bat.
Yeah. But, okay.
Those are the folks who are doing it.
They're very enterprising.
They're very enterprising. That's right.
All right. Well, best of luck to Cincinnati this weekend. Yeah. Hopefully they can get the win. I do not think that there are any tickets available, but it's a 4 p.m. kickoff and it's in Nippert. So if you can get up and just get amongst the, if you're in Cincinnati, go and enjoy the atmosphere. Just
stand outside and yell.
That's right.
Go and hang out with some of the people in the bars or whatever.
Yeah. Ryan House has usually got it on, Ryan House and the OTR. So yeah, there'll be a good crowd there to watch it.
Yeah. So. All good, all good. Let's have a look at the fixtures then for the EPL. It's back on Saturday. Early kickoff, 7:30.
Yeah, the 7:30 kickoff. Yeah. Big
it's
game
huge.
Of the week.
Liners will be open for that if you just want to get down there. Chelsea host Manchester United.
It's always a fun game.
It usually is. I think this year I don't think Chelsea's going to have any problem with United because they're United's in disarray at the moment.
It depends what they do.
Yeah.
If Mourinho listens to his detractors, etc., then he won't go and park the bus. If he goes and parks the bus, they've got a chance of winning. I think that's the way he looks at it, and that's the way I look at it as well. I'd like to see Manchester United play open, fluent,
fluid absolutely.
Football, but
that's just not his style.
And he puts the shackles on players and doesn't let them get out there.
Yeah.
In all honesty, United would be lucky to come out with a win. I think it's going to be a draw.
Yeah, I think they'll be lucky for a draw, to be honest with you. I think there's too much attacking talent in the midfield
Hazard.
And on the wings with Hazard.
Yeah. Hazard's fantastic.
Jorginho, the new kid they've gotten in the center. Conte, I mean, he just mops everything up. I don't know. I don't see Manchester United's defense being able to handle
it. The only thing is that I don't think that Chelsea defense will handle, if they can get balls into the box, it will handle Lukaku up front.
That's true.
With its height and power. I think if United score, it would be like a sloppy, like, corner header ricochet
or on the break because Chelsea seem a little vulnerable on the break.
Well, the last game against Liverpool was a cracking game.
That was
a 1-1 game that could have been 3-3. It's fantastic. Hopefully we get the same again on Saturday morning. I'll be in DC with a couple of friends, so I'll probably get up early and go watch it there. Me and Waza. Wayne Rooney.
Is that your buddy you're going to see?
Yeah, I'm going out to see him.
Who scored a beautiful goal from like a free kick 30 yards out over the weekend.
He's doing well.
It was nice.
He's doing well.
I'll say that.
So we're going with mixed bag there.
And I'm sorry to start to derail this, but there's talk of, in the January transfer window, which we were talking about earlier, of Zlatan going back to
United.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Permanently or just on loan?
Just for a loan.
Like a month or two until the LA starts up? Interesting.
Just to poke his beak on a couple of balls. Yeah. Knock them into the...
Just because they need his leadership is what everybody's saying. They need his...
Zlatan's leadership. That's just
give Zlatan the ball.
That's just what they need, another ego in that locker room.
Well, he'll go in and his ego is so big, there's no room for anyone else.
So, he'll dwarf everyone.
Yeah, it's like,
it is because Pogba has great respect for Zlatan. he thinks he's going to calm Pogba down.
Yeah, Zlatan's going to unlock Pogba now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, after that, we've got AFC Bournemouth host Southampton. It's a hard one to call. If I was a betting man, I wouldn't put any money on this game.
No, Bournemouth's kind of one of the surprise teams of the season, though. They already got 16 points.
Yeah, I'll go with Bournemouth.
Yeah, Bournemouth's going to win, but I don't think it's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, we got a six-pointer next game. Cardiff City host Fulham, the two teams that came up last year from the Championship. Neither are playing excellently. Both are struggling a little bit to find their feet in the Premier League, so this is really a big game for both of them. I think that Cardiff will get the win here.
See, I think it's going to go the other way. I think this is the game that Fulham finally...
You've been calling Fulham.
I've been calling Fulham since
the
start of the season. I think they've got a lot more talent. They're just not playing right. They're not playing well together yet. But I think if they can ever get it together, they can creep up out of that 17 hole, but I think they take this one.
I think I'd take FC Cincinnati over either of those.
I don't think you're wrong. Well, look, Fulham have 5 points. Cardiff have two. Cardiff have five losses out of their last five games. It's not looking pretty for them. They need that win. If they don't get a win, then they're 6 points away from safety. So they're two wins away from safety. At this early stage of the season, it's not good. City host Burnley. I don't know if De Bruyne is back yet, but he's getting close to being back.
Yeah, he's getting close. I think they said middle of November.
I think he was back in training earlier than they thought he would be.
Yeah, well, they mightn't put him in for a game yet. Burnley are not as good as they were last year. Well, they're not. It's not that they're not as good. They're not at the dizzy heights that they were last year. So they're not as good.
De Bruyne is predicted to start.
Oh, is he?
Okay.
That's huge. It's good to see De Bruyne back. He's a great footballer. Yeah. There's nothing better than watching him spray passes all over the place.
It's amazing,
And knock balls into the back of the net. Burnley travel to City. City are top of the table, 20 points. Burnley on 8 points in 12th position. I think we all know the result here.
Yeah.
City to win.
Yes.
Burnley to win 5.
Yeah, Burnley 5-0.
Newcastle host Brighton and Hove Albion. St. James's Park, I always say it's a tough place to go. Newcastle are sitting at the bottom of the table on 2 points.
They've got to get a win.
They've got to do something, man.
Especially after being two up against United, almost putting Mourinho out of a job, and then they come back a second half, 3-2.
Yeah. Watching that game made me physically hurt.
Yeah, it was tough. But
Newcastle have invested a bit of money. They can probably go and spend a little bit more in the January transfer window, mm-hmm. but... Benitez needs to give them a little kick up the backside and get them going because they're just not performing. And Brighton aren't doing too bad, but this is one where they'll be looking to get a result. So I'm going to go with Newcastle on that one.
Yeah, I think this is the one Newcastle has to win.
Yeah. Okay, West Ham host Tottenham Hotspur at the Olympic Stadium, which does that have a new name now?
No.
No, I think they're just calling it still the Olympic Stadium.
All right.
Okay. London Stadium.
Stadium London. So West Ham host Spurs there. 3 o'clock. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff. Yeah. 11.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, yeah. Unless they've changed times already. Have they done that?
No, I don't think so.
It's coming soon, though.
It's coming soon, yeah.
It's coming soon. It might be this weekend over there, actually. Yeah. It might be sort of Sunday.
It'll be 4 hours ahead.
Yeah, so West Ham host Spurs. I'm going West Ham win here.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. That'd be great.
No. You're both wrong.
Spurs aren't playing great. They had a good few players away on international duty. I'm going West Ham.
Yeah.
Wolves host Watford.
This is going to be Son's breakout game this year. He hasn't done anything so far.
Is he still going to do some... Does he have duty to do?
No, South Korea won the Asian Games tournament, so he does not have to do his military duty.
Fair play to him.
He got exempted.
Yeah. Well done.
That's your prime earning careers as a footballer.
Yeah.
Right there, 28 to 30.
Yeah.
How'd you like that?
You got to do your national service. Yeah. I play for the national team. Yeah. I'll do all this. Exactly. Make millions of dollars. Can I not get someone else to do it? Yeah. No, you're in. It doesn't matter.
And UK time changes next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Okay, cool. Wolves host Watford. Both teams are playing well this season.
Both teams are playing. I think they're both playing great.
Above expectations. We're going to have to go with Wolves for Laro. Laro's been back in Wolves all the way.
Yeah, let's go Wolves.
Wolves are doing what I thought Fulham was going to do.
Okay. Which is survive.
Which is survive and thrive a bit in the...
Yeah. And then the late one, Huddersfield Town hosts Liverpool.
It's Liverpool, right?
It depends on how serious the injuries that...
Yeah. What injuries have Liverpool got there?
Sadio Mane had surgery on his hand. I don't know which hand. I don't know what he had. You're not supposed to use your hands anyway.
Give him an injection. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what happened to Salah, but they said he picked up a little injury in the international break. Yeah. And... Virgil van Dijk picked up something as well.
No, he broke his ribs. Van Dijk's out for a while.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. He broke a couple of ribs playing for the Dutch side, for Holland.
He can tape those up.
How does one country have three ways of saying its name?
The Netherlands, Holland, and the Dutch.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know, man.
Salah is expected to play.
No, wait there. Don't get off the subject.
I'm trying to think. What's Holland? I mean, I get Netherlands. It just means the lowlands. Okay. What's Holland, though? What is it? You know, where's that come from?
The land of halls.
Right? I mean.
But anything with that, like the hall, the land at the end, that comes from the Vikings.
Is that the Vikings?
Ireland, okay. England, Holland.
Okay.
Holland is actually only two provinces within the country. Noord-Holland and Zuid-Holland.
Okay. But that's north and south.
That's north and south, yeah.
That's the whole place. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
Ridiculous. All right. Right, so we're going with Liverpool. They're going to beat Huddersfield Town, even though they've got a few injuries.
Yeah, there. Liverpool's going to win. I think it's going to be closer than it should be.
And then on Sunday, we got a cracker. Everton against Crystal Palace.
Yeah, it should be good. It should be good. Yeah.
Zaha. Against who are the, what's the new guy that Everton got who's lighting the world on fire?
Rick Carlson. Yeah, Carlson.
Yeah,
Rick Carlson. He should be back by now from his suspension.
I think he
was out for three games, so it'd be nice to see.
Yeah, I think this might be his first game back.
Yeah, okay.
That is going to be a good game. It's, what do you say, is it at Everton?
At Everton.
Yeah, yes. I think Everton's going to win. As much as I love to see Zaha score some goals this time, I think Everton takes it. And
Yeah, okay, so... We're all agreed that none of us know anything.
Yeah,
about
no,
it.
No,
absolutely no, not. We're missing the best and most important game of the week on Monday Night Football, Arsenal versus Leicester.
Oh,
whoops!
I forgot about Arsenal.
How could you forget?
Jeez,
we knew we were waiting this.
We're in fourth place, so thank you very much.
I think they're ahead of Spurs, aren't they?
I think so. Yeah,
that's bragging rights.
It's that one goal differential thing.
Yeah. We should get every time
that two goal differential.
When Arsenal are ahead of Spurs, you can put up an Arsenal
banner here. Yeah, all right.
And when Spurs are ahead, you can put up a Spurs one. I think that's fair.
That seems fair to me. And we'll put up what for you?
I don't care.
Burnley.
I'm just there for the soccer. I'm just there for the football.
Okay. You have no rooting interest. You just love the game.
I just love the game. I just want to see people get at each other and get under each other's skin. That's the way we want to get it.
Spoken like a true Irishman.
The thing is, you can't get under my skin. I'm not Laura.
Yeah, no.
Laura's very sensitive about his teams.
All right. All right, let's hold it there and we'll call it a night.
That's it.
Following us, we got the Red Sox. Play the Astros. Boston are up 3-1. It's coming straight on with the pregame. Listen in, enjoy that. It's a good series. It's EPL 1300 on ESPN 1300 and 92.5 within the new circle.